So normally about this time of year, we like to focus on the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, and typically Marie McCabe joins us from North Attleboro Electric to chat a little bit about that. This year, we're pleased to welcome Reed Lamberty from one of the participating energy companies, Eversource, to learn more about the fund and how you might be able to benefit and help. So Reed, nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We're happy to focus on this every year. It's really become kind of iconic now, that little green envelope that we get in our energy bills every month, right? That's the Good Neighbor Energy Fund.
It is, and it's such an important fund, and it really is. It's something that's very important for so many customers who are struggling, and really important for our other customers who can and have the opportunity to help out those other customers in need. So what it basically is, it's a fund that's sponsored by 19 energy companies across Massachusetts, and it's available to any household that cannot meet a month's energy expense and does not qualify for state or federal assistance. So this really is targeted to those customers, those households and families that effectively make a little bit too much money, but are finding themselves in a temporary, and it's an important, temporary financial crisis. So maybe a job loss or an unexpected medical expense, and they're having a tough time meeting their monthly bills. This Good Neighbor Energy Fund steps in and kind of helps fill that gap. And for those families who qualify, you receive one $300 check, and it goes to help pay your energy costs.
And particularly, you know, during the pandemic, I'm sure a lot of people are finding themselves in that situation where they may not have in the past.
Yeah, I think so. We're seeing the need a little bit greater this year. You know, we're anticipating that the Good Neighbor Energy Fund is going to help about 1,500 households this year, which is more than what it has been in previous years. And I think you hit the nail right on the head. COVID has been absolutely devastating. And I think a lot of people are finding themselves in a temporary or potentially even more long-term financial crisis because of job loss or because of the businesses closing, illness, obviously. So I think it's something where this Good Neighbor Energy Fund this year, perhaps more than ever, is that much more important. We really are asking and encouraging our customers who can to give whatever you can to help out those families in need.
Yeah, conversely, you know, folks are finding themselves in a financial bind. Are you seeing donations to the fund down?
Well, we're not, you know what, we haven't seen the total numbers yet, and those numbers are, they will continue to come in. What we are asking, you know, what we do is obviously from our perspective at Eversource, you'll find that green envelope in a bill, and that is effectively the envelope into which you will put your donation and send it back. Other utilities have an option where you can add a dollar to your bill, your monthly bill, and pay it that way. You can also send it in the old-fashioned way via check, or you can visit the website at magoodneighbor.org and make a donation that way.
Okay, so 1,500 requests. How does that compare to a non-pandemic year, Reed?
You know, normally we'll get about 1,000. You know, a lot of times it happened about 1,000 families. And this year we anticipate the fund will be assisting about 1,500 families. You know, this is the 36th year of the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. More than $22.5 million has been raised over that time. It speaks volumes of the people of Massachusetts who have made such tremendous donations to help our other customers and other homeowners and their neighbors in need. We're very proud at Eversource. We give $90,000 every year since the beginning of the fund. We're the largest corporate sponsor. Very proud that to participate in this and to help our customers and to help customers across the Commonwealth. But again, even more proud of our customers who are dipping into their wallets and, you know, really sometimes at a very difficult time and helping out those households and those families who are finding themselves in that temporary crisis.
Yeah, do you know about how much the fund has given out in its history?
$22.5 million, about $22.5 million in contributions. About 90,000, just over 90,000 families or households have been helped since the fund began, again, 36 years ago. So it really has had a tremendous impact, and so many families have been helped, and we hope that trend continues.
Yeah. Now, how many energy companies you said, and how many?
19 energy companies across the Commonwealth.
Yeah. Is it grown in that point? Do you know?
You know, that's something that I think over the years it has been, but it's been a strong support for the utility companies since the beginning of the fund, because it is such an important fund. I think everyone recognizes it, and all utilities recognize it. You know, people you find themselves in temporary situations. And I think with COVID, as we kind of briefly touched upon, we're going to have a lot of homeowners and households who perhaps have never asked for help in the past, who are finding themselves in a position where they actually need to ask for help. And that's completely fine. It's absolutely okay. Again, this is a one-time payment. It's $300. Is it going to solve all your problems? No. Is it going to help you pay your energy bill? Absolutely. And that's one of those bills that it's we get it every month. And we seem, obviously, because of the winter, the heating season, those bills seem to go up. Now, we do want to point out that the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, even though really the focus is during the winter season, this is something where families can apply and can receive funds if they qualify in the spring and the summer as well. So it's not just a winter issue. This is something that really is goes on throughout the year as well.
Okay, and certainly you can donate throughout the year as well, too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can.
Sure. Does it pay for all forms of energy, you know, gas, electric, oil?
Yes, it is $300, and it goes directly to pay your energy costs. And that could be gas, it could be oil, it could be electric, however you receive your energy.
Okay, and so it's a flat benefit, right? It's not a sliding scale. It's like either you approve or you don't approve.
Yeah, there is. And there is a, you know, families need to qualify. Again, this is not for families. This is for families or households that really do find themselves, again, in that temporary financial crisis. And it is targeted to those who otherwise would effectively fall through the cracks. People who maybe make too much money to qualify for that state or federal assistance that we mentioned earlier. It's there to help them get through this temporary rough patch in life, if you will. This is administered, by the way, through the Salvation Army. They are the arbiters of this, so to speak. They collect the funds. They go through the qualification process, and they issue the funds. So this is directly through the Salvation Army. 100% of every dollar contributed to the fund goes directly to families in need.
Okay. And the payment itself, Reed, how does that work? Does that go to the homeowner or does that go to the power company? How does it work?
Goes to the homeowner.
Oh, it does. Okay. So it's up to them to use that to pay them.
Well, it is a specific cost. So they'll receive the $300, but it is something for which that they use for their energy. So it's not like you can receive it and then use it for elsewise. It is specifically for the use of your energy bill. And it does get applied to your energy cost.
Okay. And is it retroactive? Say if you had some trouble in the past and you're just applying now, could you pay?
No, you'll get one-time payment. So if you're applying now and you, for example, I had an issue last year as well, this will be a one-time, you get a one-time per season for per household. So you have to qualify. There are parameters and there are guidelines to be eligible for the fund. Again, you have to be in a temporary financial crisis. Your income must fall between 60% and 80% of the state's median income levels. Let me give you an example of that. A household of four has to have a gross yearly income between $75,000 and $100,000. So you apply, if you fall within that, you apply, and the Salvation Army looks at the households and looks at your application, and it is the Salvation Army who determines who in fact applies, and it's the Salvation Army who then issues that payment.
Okay. And say you've been denied one season, but your situation has since changed. Can you reapply?
Absolutely. You can reapply. Again, you have to meet those guidelines. You have to fall between 60% and 80% of the state's median income. But if in fact you do that and you're finding yourself in a temporary pinch, you should be able to receive that fund.
Okay. And obviously you have to be a customer of one of the participating power companies, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The Salvation Army, we have a headquarters right here in Quincy, actually, so folks can be assured that the payment will be made from their local organization. About how long is the process take after you apply, would you say?
Unfortunately, that I can't answer. I'm not sure how long that process is. That will probably be a question better directed to the Salvation Army. But I do know that this is, again, we collect the money on behalf of the Salvation Army. We and the other 18 utilities across the Commonwealth, and all of that money goes directly to them. They have an account. They have a separate account. They hold that account, and they make sure that those funds are properly dispersed to those families who qualify.
Okay, and I'm guessing it's tax deductible if you make a donation.
It is a donation. This is a nonprofit organization. So yes, it is a tax deductible for whatever donation you make. And you know, it, how many times have we heard this before, but it certainly does bear repeating. You know, any donation helps, any and every donation helps, even if it's a dollar. You know, you have to take a look at what you can afford, what you feel is appropriate and necessary. But again, every single dollar, 100% of it goes directly to the Good Neighbor Energy Fund and goes directly to help struggling neighbors across the Commonwealth pay their energy bill.
And stay warm, right? It's called Give the Gift of Warmth is the campaign's logo.
Yeah, and again, this is something where we see, you know, it seems a peak during the heating season because the cost of heating, can get quite expensive. But again, I want to reiterate, Joe, that this is something that families can take advantage of throughout the year. It's not just a winter. It's not just something you receive during the winter. You can apply and you can receive funds in the spring and the summer as well.
Are the funds taxable, Reed? Is something you have to report as a gift?
Unfortunately, that I don't know. I don't think I can answer that one. But that would probably be something you might want to check with your accountant. If you do receive that, certainly something you want to check with your accountant to see if that is something you would need to claim.
Yeah, good advice. Or maybe the Salvation Army could help you with that as well. Sure. Is there currently a moratorium on shutoffs? I thought that was part of the governor's emergency orders. Was it that what energy could not be turned off right now?
Right. Yes. And we are not disconnecting any of our customers right now for any non-payments. What we are encouraging our customers to do, as we have for quite a while, especially with the COVID pandemic, we are encouraging our customers to reach out to our customer call center or to go on to our website, eversource.com. We have a number of different financial programs available for our customers, those who qualify. And we have budget billing, for example. You can set up payment plans, but we are not giving any service disconnections right now.
Okay. So anything else we should tell folks about the Good Neighbor Energy Fund right now?
You know, I would say if you can, just donate whatever you can. You know, if you want to donate, if you can't donate now, that's fine. Again, it's something you could donate year round. magoodneighbor.org is the website. You can also reach out to the local Salvation Army in your town, in your community, and make donations there. But every little bit helps, and 100% of every little bit adds up to a lot. And that really does go out to help a lot of families. Again, since the start of this, over 90,000 families have been, and households have received funds to the tune of $22.5 million.
Yeah. And like you say, a $300 payment can really get you over the hump, certainly here in the dead of winter. Yeah.
It's one less worry. Again, it's not going to solve all your problems, but it takes one worry off the table.
Yeah. Again, magoodneighbor.org, or I know there are a couple of 800 numbers. Do you have those handy if you could?
So if you're in Eastern Massachusetts and you're interested in making a donation, you can call 1-800-334-3047. Again, that's if you live in the eastern part of the state. And if you live out in Western Mass, the number to call is 800-262-1320.
Great. Reed, really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and get the information out. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.